Hey guys, we're here. Well, we're not here together because I'm in Sweden. And where are you, Jay?
I'm in New Jersey. I'm on the beach.
On the beach. Yeah, I'm in Sweden, enjoying the summer. But we thought it would be a great idea to get together and catch up. There's so many things that happened over the last month and a half in my life, in your life. So here's a little catch up for you and me, but also for our followers.
That's right. For our Club 30 members, we miss you guys. And we thought, hey, let's dig in. There's lots going on.
Well, let's start with you. You are a father now. Let's start with the big one.
Yeah. Can you tell I haven't slept in 2 weeks?
No, you look good. I mean, when I talk to you once in a while, I can hear it in your voice. You're a little tired, but that comes with it, I guess, having a baby. But yeah. Baby girl.
Yeah. Baby girl, Perry Sophia Liddell. We're over the moon happy. She's amazing. She's a character just like her dad. She just wants to eat all the time, and she gets really hangry when she's not eating. But it's all the things, man. You know it from your daughters. It's everything all at once. So you're anxious. You're worried about doing something wrong. You know, you're excited and elated. But it's been awesome, and Steph's been incredible. You know, this thing feeds every 2 hours, 24 hours a day. So it is a full on mission.
Word.
And
you get tired. You left tired. Out tired.
Totally. That's a given. Yeah. But you know, it's funny. I typically don't like getting little sleep, but after 2 weeks of practice, I feel like I've really adjusted and adapted. So here we are. So that's me. That's about the biggest update I can give. Perry's with us and she's wild. Yeah, it's a big one. Right before, the day before Open Heart premiered, Perry was born. And we haven't really properly caught up since, because I've been in one, right? Just give me the rundown of that week, kind of leading up to the premiere. And then, you know, just I want to hear what it was like and what the audience reaction was and everything.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, we premiered Open Heart, which is a mini documentary. And we filmed and went through kind of what I went through over the last couple of years. Heart surgery, setbacks, walking away from the game of hockey. And with that comes a lot of questions, a lot of different challenges. And I would say this film that we made, me and Jonathan Hawk, the producer, you know, yes, there's a lot of hockey in it, but there's also about life and the questions that you face when you have to pivot in life. But yeah, I think the last couple months leading up to the premiere, I was a little nervous. It's a very open and honest film. But, you know, when we started the project, we were talking about, wouldn't it be cool to premiere it in Tribeca? You know, I've been living there now for 8 years. So that was actually one of our goals, to have it premiered in Tribeca. And then obviously right now we're exploring where it's going to land. But the experience was really cool. You know, a lot of friends there, and it was a lot of hockey fans, a lot of Ranger fans there. And hopefully some movie lovers as well. But I thought, you know, it was pretty quiet in there during the film. Which hopefully is a good sign that paid attention to my story.
Right.
And there's always a couple of scenes, you know, I watched it a few times because we've been editing a bunch of stuff, but there's always a few scenes that gets to me a little deeper, cuts a little deeper. You know, it brings you back into how you felt back then. And, you know, when doctors tell you you can't play, or, you know, when you finally make the decision to retire, it's like big moments that I probably never will forget. You know, it's like a huge turning point. But overall, it was a great experience. It really was.
Awesome. I mean, huge. It's awesome. Congrats. There must be a big difference between and watching highlights of yourself, you know, kind of in the what you did on the ice versus this is a film about who you are, right? And was uncomfortable watching? I'm sure you don't have any issue watching game film, but.
Right. I think to your point, yeah, it was a film about me as a person. And I think also the questions that comes up when you have to pivot and kind of change direction in life. I think a lot of people go through this, and all athletes go through it for sure, because at some point you have to move on from the sport. And I think the focus you've been using for such a long time throughout your career and how you approach so many things changed a little bit. So mm-hmm. there's definitely things you're wondering about and you're nervous and anxious, but also excited about what's next. And I think that's what this film is about.
Right. Yeah. I don't think many athletes had quite the dramatic transition as open heart surgery. Usually it involves maybe a lot of golf and soul searching, but I think that your case is, then again, you don't see many documentaries about playing golf and figuring out what next comes for athletes. but yeah, kudos. I mean, I love the film, you know, and when your brother Joel was visiting New York a couple weeks ago, he told me that you guys had done a private screening together. What was that like, watching it with your twin?
Well, obviously watching it with the people that are closest to you, it becomes a little more emotional for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, afterwards he just looked at me and said it was pretty heavy. That was his reaction. But that's why, you know, it's one feeling of sharing it with your closest friends and family that lived it with me, but that also a feeling when you share it with people that maybe watched it from afar and didn't really experience exactly what I was going through or feeling or thinking. But I, you know, again, it's been a really cool experience and very grateful to Tribeca Film Festival that they allowed us to show it. And we'll be in touch regarding
great
where to see it down the road.
Yeah, great. Yeah, that's going to be my next question, which is for all of our Club 30 members, how do they watch Open Heart? So I guess we can update them as we figure that out. One more comment on the film. You know, we were chatting all the way through that process of, you know, flying back and forth to Cleveland and through surgery. And when I'm just getting the update from you, you know, you probably put on a brave kind of polish to the situation. And it always seemed like, oh, you know, the right people, the right care, the right docs, you know, Teresa's in charge, and it felt under control. But when I watched the film, the insider take gave a lot of depth, and it felt a lot more stressful to watch than it was to hear the updates from you live back when it happened. So it's heavy, you know, walking into the MRI, all of the things maybe I just have a visceral reaction to hospital footage. I spent a lot of time there after bike crashes, but man, it was real and powerful. So I think it's the film really landed and was really heavy. So congrats.
Thank you. Yeah. I, again, what you know, some of the things I said and felt, obviously, I think some things that I don't really remember, you know, how it was. Now, you know, you move on and life happens, you know, and you just continue to focus on what's next. But I have to say, watching that, though, it definitely brings you back to you know, how you felt and the things that was going on.
Right. Just watching you shuffle in the hospital again. Yeah. It's, you know, with the walker, you know, it's pretty wild. Open Heart and the film premiere was certainly huge news. It kind of pales in comparison to the headline, right? Which is 2 weeks ago now, two Tuesdays ago, first ballot Hall of Fame. I mean, awesome. Huge congrats. How are you feeling?
Thank you. No, it was really cool. I knew that if it would happen, they would call me. Well, I was in Sweden, so nighttime here. And they did. They did call me. And it's such a huge honor. I mean, I think the more time that goes by, the more you appreciate it. I feel like, obviously, this is kind of the last thing connected to hockey or to my career in a way. After this, mm-hmm. I can mm-hmm. fully just move on onto new things. But I look forward to go to Toronto in November and have a great week and friends and family and have this, you know, amazing experience at the Hall of Fame. So,
yeah.
But you know, when it happened and you think about who's in the Hall of Fame, but also you think about your career and all the fun I had playing the game and playing for the Rangers, but also playing for Team Sweden. And it's almost like you want to do it again, right? Just yeah. experience it one more time. It's so much fun. But that's what keeps coming back yeah. to me. It was so much fun doing that. But I'm super happy.
Well, I mean, you should be, and you deserve it. It's just I think the Rangers and MSG did an amazing kind of montage of your career, and you know, both NHL and the Swedish Olympic team, and yeah, it was just awesome to see, and it's very well deserved. When you were growing up, like, was there anybody that was in the Hall of Fame that you kind of idolized, and was it ever a thought, you know, when you're playing, that one day you might be kind of, you know, immortalized alongside them in the Hall?
Well, as a kid, I was watching guys and looking up to guys who were playing at the time, Patrick Roy, Dominic Hasek, yeah. who later on became Hall of Famers. But it's funny, my wife looked at me after the call. It's like, did you ever think this when you were 10 years old, you know, after that phone call? And yeah. It definitely brought me back to being a kid and why I started playing the game and how much fun I had doing it for so long. But I have to say, obviously, you don't really think about Hall of Fame when you're playing or even getting the jersey retired. That's definitely something that popped up after you're done playing. Yeah, yeah, no, I appreciate it. More and more, I feel like I get more and more time to think about it. And again, it's kind of the last strong experience, I guess I'll have with the game of hockey. And then obviously yeah. I'm staying connected to the game in different ways, but maybe not in relation to my own career.
Yeah. Talk me through the phone call and the reaction. You know, what were you feeling? And then what happened afterwards? Did you guys have a little celebration? It was probably pretty late already.
Well, I knew they were not calling me to say I'm not in. So as soon as I heard them on the call, I knew I was in. And it was just joy and excitement, I guess. And then a couple hours later, we had a press conference with I think most of the guys were on that call. So it was, you know, it was a fun couple hours. That's for sure. I don't know. We didn't really yeah. celebrate that night. It was a big celebration the next day because it was midsummer in Sweden, or maybe that yeah. was 2 days nice. Later or something like that. So yeah, we definitely had an opportunity to celebrate it, and we'll do it again. All summer is about celebrate something, you know, and if it's being back here, seeing friends and family, or you can always come up with a reason to have a good time.
Yes, you can. Well, I, for one, am looking forward to going back to my hometown of Toronto in November with you and seeing the induction ceremony. That's going to be amazing. I'm not sure if the daughter's going to make that trip, but we'll see. But yeah. Plenty of stuff to celebrate. What is Midsummer for our American listeners and viewers?
Well, it's the brightest day of the year. It's a big holiday in Sweden. You get together with friends and family. You have a few drinks. a lot of Swedes. They also dance. you could Google or YouTube this, but there's some weird dances going on around midsummer in Sweden. But yeah, it's a very old tradition. But it's just nice to get together with so many people that you know, and a lot of them you haven't seen in a while. It's a big one in Sweden for sure. You don't want to miss out. If you're Swedish, midsummer is a big one.
I've never been to midsummer. I always thought if I'd come visit Gothenburg later in the year, the weather will be nicer. And I don't think I've ever been there when it's sunny. So maybe I should readjust my plan.
So far, the summer's been great, and we plan to be here for a couple months and then head back to New York City and get ready for a new season. MSG Networks and the Rangers, and we definitely kind of start working on season two for Club 30.
And yes, sir.
And your plan, you're going to be on the beach for a while before heading back to the city?
Yep, we're going to be on the beach for the near future. You know, we have to go back for pediatrician appointments and all of that, but home base is going to be here. We're just going to really try to appreciate the first few months of our daughter's life. And, you know, we've got the dog down here. It life is, you know, we're just so grateful. Life is really, really incredible right now. We're just going to try to soak it all in and have a few drinks and, you know, sit on the beach and go for bike rides and, wait for you guys to get back to New York so we can kick off with season two of Club 30, which I'm really excited about as well.
Yeah, same. Okay, I think that's it for now. Enjoy your summer, Jay. I'll talk to you on the phone. We don't have to Zoom every time. But to all our listeners and followers, have a great summer and see you guys in the fall.
Thanks, everybody. See you for season two in September, Club 30.